Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the anniversary of the Toledo water crisis. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. 10 years ago today, Toledo residents woke up to urgent warnings not to drink their water. A toxic algal bloom in Lake Erie had contaminated the city's water supply, and residents weren't able to use water from their faucets for nearly 3 days. In the decades since, community, city, and state organizations have been working to curb the harmful blooms. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
As I stood by the Maumee Bay in Toledo, the water was a darker blue than the clear sky above it. But each summer, these big green clouds form on its surface. 10 years ago, one of them caused hundreds of thousands of Toledo residents to go without water, including Alicia Smith.
People could not access, drink, bathe their children, provide medical assistance when they needed to take their medication.
Smith is a community organizer in Junction, a low-income, majority Black neighborhood. And she spent those 3 days in 2014 knocking on doors and giving out bottles of water. It disrupted tourism, closed businesses, and cost the city an estimated $65 million. And the impact wasn't just felt in Toledo. The incident garnered national attention and served as a wake-up call to the effect of algal blooms on water in Ohio.
It's really a hard problem to fix.
Laura Johnson is the director of the National Center for Water Quality Research at Heidelberg University. She says these blooms are caused by phosphorus and nitrogen flowing into waterways. Some of the nutrients come from metro wastewater, but she says the biggest driver is manure and fertilizer washing into the watershed.
Frankly, it's impossible given the area of land that is encompassed by those different land uses for it to not be agriculture.
More than 70% of the land on the Maumee River watershed is used by agriculture. So Governor Mike DeWine launched H2 Ohio in 2019, a voluntary program which, among other things, financially incentivizes farmers to reduce phosphorus runoff from fertilizer. Director of the Ohio Department of Agriculture, Brian Baldridge, says it's worked. More than 3,000 producers are implementing best fertilizing practices on nearly 2 million acres of land.
Putting the right amount at the right time and making sure that no more to have that great harvest, and then we remove that off of that field so it's not laying there and has a chance to be in our waterway.
But many don't believe the program goes far enough. The ODA says it regulates the manure output of large factory farms, but people like Kari Gerwin, director of water quality planning in Toledo, says it has not been enough to make a difference.
We still have an algal bloom right now, and it'll probably be growing throughout the rest of the season. The sources have not decreased, and the issue has not gone away.
The persistence of the blooms has led Toledo to invest $500 million in technology that better filters out the toxins and detects problems earlier. But all that has come at a cost to residents. A family of five is paying close to an additional $100 on water bills each year. That frustrates community organizer Smith, who feels those causing the blooms should be the ones to pay the price. And even with the new tech, psychological scars remain. Many people in the area are still afraid to drink from the tap. They worry it could happen again.
And every year we hold our breath to make sure that we can drink our water again.
She's worked for a decade to advocate for safe water for her community and won't stop until she's sure it's protected. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Toledo.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.